Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Welcome to the newest episode of Plan Create Post on Instagram. In today's episode, we're in the creating part of the process, and I wanted to talk to you about Instagram captions. Instagram has been a crazy place recently, with all the changes with the algorithm, new apps, new features, and competition seems to be huge. So how do we even know what to do on Instagram anymore? If you've been feeling overwhelmed lately, trust me, you're not the only one. We all have, even those of us who don't want to admit it. So it's important now, more than ever, to make our experience on Instagram as comfortable as possible. That's why I wanted to talk about captions. We have been hearing some very conflicting advice on captions for a while now. Don't write long captions, write entire blogs, use just emojis, use keywords, use hashtags, don't use hashtags at all, or use just a few. Well, I'm going to go through some facts about captions and then some of the real life examples so you can decide what to do yourself. So let's dive into some facts. Instagram captions are a huge part of our experience on Instagram. However, they have more than one purpose. Of course, they are there to provide some clarity on the post you're creating, but they're also there to help you with Instagram SEO. Firstly, I want to tell you about some of the captions limits. As you may or may not know, Instagram captions are not limitless. This is one of the very important things you should be aware of. Your captions can be up to 2,200 characters. That includes all the text, all the emojis, and all the hashtags in your caption. Moreover, they are truncated at 125 characters. That means that the first 125 characters are going to be visible on someone's feed, and they will have to expand it to see the rest of the text. That also means that you should make those 125 characters count. Use a strong hook there and make sure you make it interesting and relevant. Secondly, you can use up to 30 hashtags in your caption. You're not allowed to use more, but you can use less. If you want to learn more about hashtags, listen to episode 3 of this podcast. Some things have changed since then, but it's still very relevant. So hashtag pages no longer have the recent tab, which means that your post has to get on the top page to be discovered on hashtags. However, the same rule applies. The more you use, the more chances you get to be there. Finally, you can tag up to 20 people in your captions. This does not include tagging people in your photo. However, don't tag just anyone. Back in the day, it was quite popular to tag big accounts to get more reach. However, if your post has nothing to do with them, all you'll probably get out of it is a block. So how long should captions be on Instagram right now? Captions are very much tied to SEO on Instagram. SEO is search engine optimization, which means that Instagram is becoming a search engine for content. So what that means is that your content should be optimized for that search engine. Using keywords is something you should definitely think about when writing captions. So even if your audience doesn't really read captions, Instagram does. Okay, so it's pretty common knowledge that people don't really read captions, especially not unless they're very intrigued by something in your graphic that tells them to read it. But does that mean that you should stop writing them? Absolutely not. Instagram still does appreciate captions, but what's more, there are people who will be interested in what you have to say. So another huge thing is watch time. The longer you can keep people on your posts, the better they will perform. So if you write something very valuable in the caption, it will make people want to read it and they will probably be on your post for a longer time. It doesn't apply to Reels only. It applies to all types of posts. So it's always a good idea to give some additional information in the caption. Tell your personal story or speak from the experience. But let me get back to SEO for just a little bit. Have you ever searched for a specific term on Instagram search? If you have, you may have noticed that posts come up right on your search. And you don't have to go to hashtags, they're right there. And they're usually pretty relevant to what you were searching for. So those search terms are keywords. Make sure your caption contains them. Ask yourself, what might someone use as a search term in order to find my post? Then incorporate those words or those phrases into your caption. I recently did a post covering Instagram captions where I listed what the caption should look like. Now, it might be longer or shorter, but here are a couple of things that should be included. The first line of the Instagram caption should be a strong hook. Make people want to stay on your post and even open the entire caption and read it. This is the first line of your post, so make sure it's not over 125 characters, but definitely use a lot less. So go for like 30 characters most. In the body of the caption, there should be an explanation of the post. You should give some context for the graphic, add some additional information, or explain it. I like to explain the graphic because it usually contains a lot of keywords in it. Also, while you should use alt text to help the visually impaired understand your content, captions are also helpful, so keep that in mind. Make sure that the body isn't in paragraphs that are too long. Make sure that there's a lot of white space. You can use emojis to break it all up. And if it's all cluttered together, people are probably not going to read it. Finally, the last part of your caption should be a CTA or a call to action. This is where you tell people what you want them to do once they're done reading your post. Should they like it? Comment on it, share it, save it, or something entirely different. Tell them. A strong CTA can make a huge difference. Also, don't forget that links don't work in captions. They don't become clickable when you put them in your caption. The only place where you do get a clickable link is your bio. So don't expect people to copy the link or even type it out. That's not going to happen. They're not going to do that. Instead, use a call to action to click the link in your bio, or even better, ask them to comment a certain word and set an automation to send them a link straight to their inbox. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you should definitely check out ManyChat. The link will be in my show notes. But this way, you will get both a lead in the DM and you will get engagement on your post. How cool is that? So if you want to check out ManyChat, click the link in my bio so you can set up a bot to reply to comments on your posts and to send DMs when someone comments a specific word. You can tell the bot to send each person that commented that specific word to send them a DM with whatever it was you were offering. Okay, so now I've laid out some facts for you. Let me tell you about some real life examples, and you can decide what you want to do yourself. The best thing you can do is do some digging yourself. Go to the Instagram's Explore page and study some of the captions and the keywords they are using. If they are on the Explore page, they must be doing something right, right? Well, I did some digging myself, and what I have discovered is pretty unexpected. There are posts with a single sentence and no hashtags on the Explore page. There are longer ones and with or without hashtags. There are also entire blogs on there. So it really doesn't matter how you write your captions as long as you find your style. So the length of it will not matter at all. What you write is going to matter. If you want to do longer ones, go for it. If you don't like writing them, don't. Just do a few keywords and make sure you have a hook, maybe paired with a CTA. But no, not all of them had these elements on my Explore page. However, you should know that every Explore page is different. There will be things you would enjoy there. Your Explore page is tailored to you. So go and dig. Research some of the viral posts and decide what you want to do. And also test. Test multiple types of captions and you'll see what works best. Then stick to that. Instagram isn't some mold you have to fit. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. People that stand out are what the audience is looking for. So the most important piece of advice I'm going to give you today is Be yourself and show who you are. Use storytelling, talk about your experiences, share your stories, and speak from the heart. People will notice you. And that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Also, I was planning on doing an entire bonus episode on this, but it really makes little sense until I tested myself. But have you heard about Instagram's new app? It's called Threads, and it's supposed to be very similar to Twitter. It's not available in the EU, hence why I haven't tried it, but it really does sound interesting. If you have access to it, I would jump there ASAP if I were you. Okay, so I do have a small update before I finish off this episode. If you've heard my last episode, my Instagram account did get suspended, and there's still no resolution to that. I have been waiting for some sort of resolution from Meta for over 6 days now. I was on chat with them 3 times. I had a call with them once. They were supposed to call me yesterday, but they never did. But I did create a new account, and I'm kind of already okay with the fact that I don't have my old account anymore. But let's see how soon I can grow to the same amount of followers and grow my community on the new Instagram account. So I hope you will follow me there. And I'm looking forward to what the future brings. I do have some problems with the new profile because basically every comment I make is being marked as spam. So it's not as easy as I'd hoped for. But I hope that everything will turn out well in the end. That's it for my little update. If there's anything new next week, I will tell you. If there's no update on the next week's episode, that means that I still don't have any information. So that's it about my suspended account. My new Instagram account will be in the show notes in case you want to follow me there. Now, enjoy your weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.